welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 2003. This is issue number 225, and I'm your host, Fred Bobe, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 419-228-6223. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. And if you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you get to keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member, all small letters, and sign up with your credit card using our PayPal credit card system. Well, on this edition of the DX Audio Service, the format is somewhat changed, but rest assured, the columns that you've grown to know and love are going to be with you just momentarily. However, on this edition of the DX Audio Service, you're going to be hearing from members of the DX Audio Service, some friends, people you know, and some people that you don't know. But rest assured, this will be a great magazine. Happy holidays from all of us at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Hi, this is Randy Travis, hoping you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome to the December 2003 edition of AM Switch. Starting off with the call letter changes on 590, KRLH in San Bernardino, California has been confirmed as KTIE. New 670 in Las Vegas, Nevada has been assigned the calls of KSXX. On 730, KLVB in Medford, Oregon goes to KEZX. The new station in Fallon, Nevada is assigned KHWG. 770 WZCM in Young Harris, Georgia, new calls WYHG. KACD 850 in Thousand Oaks, California has been changed to KIIS. The 930 station in Jackson, Mississippi, WSLI, changes to WSFZ. 960, the new station in Golden Gate, Florida, now WGGT. On 1120, WSMO in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, changes to WSME, just a change of vowel. Vanna White would be proud. On 1150, WBPS in Boston changes to WTTT. Also on 1150, CKBL in Kelowna, British Columbia, changes their calls to CKFR. 1160 WYRU in Red Springs, North Carolina, changes to WTEL. The 1200 station WVIV in Chicago changes to WRTO along with a change to a Spanish talk format, moved from WIND on 560. Their slogan now is La Tremenda, and WIND is Spanish AC as Radio Exitos. On 1220, KIIS, Canyon Country, California, changes to KHTS. 1270, WKSJ in Pritchard, Alabama, changes calls to WIJD. WJBR 1290, Wilmington, Delaware, changes to WWTX. 1320, WRJS in Birmingham, Alabama, changes their calls to WZZK. 1350, KBBL Cabot, Arkansas, changes to KZTD and to a Spanish format. WJMR 1370, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, changes their calls to WKFN. KTOM 1380 in Salinas, California, has changed to KZFX. 1380, WONO, Fort Wayne, Indiana, now calls themselves WKJG. 1400 WIDE in Biddeford, Maine, now WVAE. Also on 1400 WDUZ, Green Bay, Wisconsin, changes to WNGB. KKCS 1460 in Colorado Springs, Colorado, is now KZNT. Here's a correction from last month. We reported false call letter changes on the 1480 in Augusta, Georgia, was WRDW, but write this down, it's now officially WGUS. 1570 WBEE in Harvey, Illinois changes their calls to WBGX. 1590 KATJ Victorville, California now KRSX. Also on 1590, WOKX, High Point, North Carolina, their new call is WYSR. And the new 1690 station in Berwyn, Illinois, the Chicago suburb, WRLL it was, now WHTE. New stations on the air, 1640 KMMZ in Enid, Oklahoma. They're on with a Music of Your Life format with the non-traditional U4, a 10,000 days, 1,000 nights setup, unlike most of the X-band stations, which are U1. They have two different patterns. The patterns are figure eights with lobes aimed at 160 and 340 degrees from Enid. Grants for new stations, 1160 will be going on in Saraland, Alabama. By the way, it's a suburb of Mobile. Their facilities will be 15,000 watts daytime, 250 watts at night, and the nighttime will be directional. 1560, a new station will be going on in Burbank, Washington, with three different patterns, 50,000 days, 1,400 watts at night, and 15,000 watts during the critical hour time. And 1580, Georgetown, South Carolina, two different patterns, 20,000 watts daytime, 5,000 watts at night. By the way, Georgetown is halfway between Myrtle Beach and Charleston on the South Carolina coast, and both day and night patterns favor the Atlantic Ocean quite a bit, so the fishermen will be receiving their signal. However, the day pattern should cover these cities quite nicely. Going on to grants to existing stations, 630 WDGY in Hudson, Wisconsin has been granted U4, 1,000 days, 2,500 nights from a combined site of WMIN 740 and WCTS 1030, and WMIN in turn has applied to move to its site to that vacated of WDGY. CKSB1 in St. Rose du Lac, Manitoba on 860. Will be going off the air. The CRTC has authorized the station to go off with a FM taking its place on 92.9 with 5,420 watts. KNDK 1080 in Langdon, North Dakota adds night service, 45 watts. They're now 1,000 day and 45 watts at night. WPLX 1170 in Germantown, Tennessee has been granted night service, making them U4. That's two different patterns. 10,000 days, and 9 watts at night. 1220 in Sarasota, Florida, WIBQ has been granted U5. That's daytime directional, nighttime non-directional from a new site that's co-located with WLSS 930. WIBQ's powers will be 5,000 days and 13 watts at night. WWLG Baltimore, Maryland on 1370 is granted an increase in day and night power levels to become U4 50,000, 7,700, along with its request to change cities of license to Pikeville, Maryland. On 1430, KCOH Houston, Texas has been granted a change to make one of their towers to be top-loaded, an adjustment to the night pattern, and new facilities will be U4, 5,000 day, 1,000 night. That's quite a quick turnaround for the FCC. On 1450, WIBM Jackson, Michigan has increased its power to become a U1, 810 watts both day and night, non-directional. St. George, Utah on 1450, KZNU, they're moving down 10 kilohertz with 10,000 watts in the daytime and 420 watts at night, directional at night. On 1440. WGEN in Geneseo, Illinois on 1500 adds a whopping 1 watt at night to become 250 watts a day and that 1 watt at night. I wonder how far that'll take them. And 1620 WDND South Bend, Indiana remains U1 10,000 day, 1,000 night, but the transmitter site moves to that of WNDV 1490. Some applications from existing facilities we want to pass along. KSWV Santa Fe, New Mexico on 810 wants to add 10 watts at night to make them 5,000 day, 10 watts at night, non-directional. KVNI Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on 1080 requests a critical hours operation with 10,000 watts, which would make them U12, 10,000 day, 1,000 night, and a critical hours power of 10,000 watts. That U12 means non-directional days and CH, directional during nighttime hours. On 1210, WNMA, Miami Springs, Florida, requests U4, two different patterns, 47,000 watts a day and 2,500 watts at night. On 1240 KWIK, Pocatello, Idaho, request 960 watts days, 250 watts at night, non-directional. WDMJ Marquette, Michigan on 1320 is asked for reduced night power from 1,000 to 135 watts to go from directional to non-directional. That would make them 5,000 days, 135 at night. That, by the way, is a reapplication. WLTC, Gastonia, North Carolina on 1370. They're licensed for non-directional all time, 12,000 days, 30 watts at night. They want to increase the day power to 20,000 watts. And KDBS in Alexandria, Louisiana on 1410 applies for a lower nighttime power to become 1,000 watts a day, 30 watts at night, non-directional. Some odds and ends to pass along, CKLW 800 in Windsor, Ontario is undergoing a complete rebuild of their antenna system. With a five-tower system, CKLW transmits 24-7 with 50 kilowatts. However, four of their towers were brought down recently after nearly 60 years of use. For several more weeks, CKLW is using reduced power of 10 kilowatts set into a single omnidirectional antenna. The four towers currently down are to be replaced as soon as possible, and after they're up, the transmitter is switched over to them, and the fifth tower will also be replaced. When all is said and done, the station will return to its full 50,000 watts. No changes are to be made in the current antenna configuration, simply a complete rebuild of the antenna structure. 580 CKY in Winnipeg, Manitoba will soon be signing off. It's the oldest station in Manitoba, but they've won CRTC permission to move to 102.3 FM. They have until August 2004 to make the move. KMGG in Jonesboro, Louisiana on 920 has been reported to be silent. KDLA DeRidder, Louisiana on 1010, that former station is back on the air as KDLA, the gospel station. CJRL Kenora, Ontario on 1220 has applied to move to 89.5 FM with 40 kilowatts at 105 meters. The AM will simulcast the new CJRL-FM for 3 months and then leave the air. The application will be considered at a public meeting at CRTC headquarters in Quebec coming up shortly. And if and when we hear of any updates on this matter, we'll be sure to pass them along. One final item, KJIN in Houma, Louisiana, 1490, was silent but is now back on with ESPN Sports. That's going to do it for this month. Time to wish everyone a happy holiday season, especially John Bowker down in sunny Florida.
Hello, Fred. This is Pat Cassidy from Newcastle, Delaware. Everyone, please have a great Thanksgiving.
To contribute to the Travelogue, send your top-of-the-hour IDs to John Bowker, 1811 Fort Duquesne Drive, Sun City Center, Florida, 33573.
Well, thanks once again, Bill, and hello to everybody as we enter the final month of 2003 with visions of sugar plums dancing hither and yon, I guess. We've got a packed travelogue for you today and a 5,000-mile trip to take in the next quarter hour, so let's get on with it. We're going to be keeping our radio dials glued this month to the 830 kilohertz position, so everything you hear will be on that one frequency as we drive around the country. We're going to start in New England, as we try to do each month, and it turns out we'll hear our first station from a city where my wife was born.
Neighbor next door, we're national, national class.
Put a swing in your step with New England Swing 830, WCRN, Worcester, Framingham, Boston.
There's nothing funny about making money. I'm Chris Whitting with the Success Journal.
And I see they have just put in for additional power at night, up to 50,000 watts. That'll be great. Well, we move next to the Empire City in the Empire State, and we're going to go back about 15 years to listen to the Municipal Broadcasting System station in New York City, WNYC. Now, they started off in 1924, and from then right up until 1988, they limped along serving the city of New York at 1,000 watts with daytime authorization only. Let me play for you what they sounded like in 1987.
In honor of Women's History Week, we'll be speaking with Queens Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro. We talk about the influence of women on politics today. It's a whole new ballgame.
Public Radio, WNYC, New York.
Things picked up for WNYC in 1989 when they moved to 820 on the dial and picked up a decent 10-kilowatt daytime signal and a more rugged 5kW at night, and we told you about that last month. But the interesting thing to me is that only 130 miles to the west of New York City is Reading, Pennsylvania, and somehow they were able to tuck in a 5,000-watt daytime station, and their nighttime authorization is 6,000 watts. So, now, here's how they sounded just this past August.
AccuWeather says a mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon. The forecast follows ABC News. That's next on the Voice of Berks County, WEEU Reading. The WEEU News time is 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Good grief. Being heard at gas pumps all over the country.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Boy, do we know about that. We put on over 5,000 miles in our Buick this year, and am I glad I got rid of the motorhome. Well, anyway, we're going to keep moving to the south at this point, looking for the community of Eden, North Carolina. Actually, they'll come to think of it, we don't really need to find it at all. Because, you see, Josh Owens, one of our subscribers, who is active both as an announcer and a studio engineer on stations in that area, he sent us this recording in 1998 from Eden.
Coming up on the top of the hour, nonstop news 24 hours a day. This is the news station.
8:30 a.m. WXII Eden.
AP Network News, I'm Jill Cohen. Goodbye, Marv. NBC has fired the sportscaster after Marv Albert admitted to unsportsmanlike behavior.
But I notice he's back on the air these days. Well, anyway, Josh learned of another call letter change on that station shortly after he made that tape for the Travelogue. And in the year 2000, he sent in this new version of that station.
Making your day a little brighter is quite enough for us.
Brighten up your day with the joyous sounds of good gospel music and the preaching and teaching of God's Word, the light of the world. We're a beacon for Christ in Rockingham County and surrounding areas. We're WWMO, full-time Christian radio in Eden, North Carolina, a part of your life.
Well, thanks, Josh. Gee, you do very nice work for us, and keep up the good work. Now, another subscriber to the audio service is Ron Gitshire. And Ron has traveled all over the world making tapes of stations, and I'm honored that he has included the Travelogue as a recipient of so many of them. Earlier this year, Ron drove from his home near Jacksonville, Florida, to Louisiana. And like us, he had a tape recorder running most of the time, tuning from one station to another as he drove along. And he sent in this next recording with an apology that he couldn't have been closer to Kernersville, North Carolina. And Ron, my friend, no need to apologize. Many's the time Linda and I have wished we'd been 30 miles closer to a station on the hour.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
AM 830 WTRU, the truth.
WTRU, Kernersville, Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, USA.
Well, thanks again, Ron. Please, keep in touch. Now, back a few years ago, Mark Strickert made frequent travels hither and yon from his Chicago home, and in 1990 he visited Miami with his radio recorder running.
This is WRFN 830 AM, Hialeah, Florida.
WRFN 830 AM en su dial.
Radio familiar.
Iluminando la vida en el hogar.
And by the year 2000, Tony Simon had set up his recorders in that area and sent in this updated sound of the 1,000 watts from Hialeah, Florida. Thanks again, Tony, for your terrific recordings from South Florida. They're all great. But it's time to move north once again, and we will skip all the way into Ohio for this next station. In fact, right near where Jerry Starr lives. And here's how 830 sounded on his dial back in 1989.
Trumbull County's country giant, AM 83, WLND, Cortland, Warren.
Trumbull County sports giant, AM 830, WLND, proudly presents Ohio High School Football Action.
Well, thanks, Jerry, but which is it, country giant or sports giant? Now here's another one that we got from that same area in 1992.
Mindenben tökéletes ítélő pillanat lesz. Tetején hamarabb
támogatom. From Cortland to Cleveland, Twinsburg to Pittsburgh, this is AM 830 WKTX, Cortland, Ohio. And when the music stops, that's news.
USA Radio News, this is Michael McAllister. Seismologists now say the earthquake that rocked Guam this morning was much more powerful than first thought.
Very good. Thanks, Jer. Now, let's continue to the north for a visit to Shepherd, Michigan. In fact, this next sound was contributed by Mark Durenberger for the Travelog.
Your official Good Time Oldies station is Stereo 830 WMMI Shepherd, Mount Pleasant.
Mark has always had a warm spot for the 830 dial position and has sent in a number of recordings from all over the country. And, oh, for pity's sakes, I thought the door to my studio was locked.
This is Mark Durenberger, John, proud to introduce the primary station on the 830 frequency, a 50-kilowatter nestled on the banks of the sleepy Mississippi up there in Minnesota. Known as the good neighbor to the Great Northwest, at one time, WCCO held an astounding 50% of the audience share. It provided full-service programming to a 15-state region in the upper Midwest. And they did it right. Weather, news, complete ag reports, two-way connections to every community from Mandan, North Dakota to Menominee, Wisconsin.
WCCO, WCCO, from 24 to 54, a symbol of the best in radio. WCCO, WCCO, from 30 years the neighbor to the Great Northwest.
If that station builder from 1954 seems a bit quaint, well, we'll forgive them for that. That's what radio sounded like in 1954, when you opened the fader on a live studio band and singers. That station and its investment in resources like live music mirrored the communities it served and reflected the issues and attitudes of its constituents. From that 30th anniversary broadcast in October 1954 until 1974, when CCO reflected on its 50th anniversary, very few jingles were employed. Instead, they relied on their extremely talented announcing staff to deliver the message and keep the brand fresh and relevant. Although once or twice they did succumb to temptation in the midst of the music rage of the 50s and 60s.
Keep a-doing what you do, and keep your radios tuned to WCCO. WCCO.
St. Paul and Minneapolis. It was in 1974 that the station first began to embrace the value of music in its promotion. For their 50th anniversary, they commissioned a full suite of music that, in its style, also related to the upcoming 1976 bicentennial. The whole thing was wrapped in Americana. And that music morphed into the basic signature used in 1974 and beyond. WCCO cleverly took the CBS News sounder and tied their basic music signature to it for their news opens. In the 80s and 90s, the station's image took on a friendly, in-touch, neighborly approach.
There's a warm fellow you keep turning to, that's always right here at the heart of home, and it means the most to you. One voice is clear.
We're real, so real, real radio, WCCO.
WCCO fought hard, but the FMs were beginning to claim significant market share. CCO's response was to assume a non-preemptible market position, a radio voice that was free of hype and thunder and contrivance, set on basic bedrock values.
We're real, so real.
And isn't it interesting that in all of the music they commissioned, there exists no singing legal ID? Mark Dernberger for the Travelogue and the DX Audio Service.
Well, thanks very much, Mark. That's a terrific piece. I'm much obliged. And how about one last take on that station from a long time ago?
Football scores on the CCO High School Scoreboard. That's tonight's lineup when you turn to a friend. WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is the world tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Yes, not only did we get a legal ID out of that, but Douglas Edwards, in my humble estimation, one of the greatest news commentators of all time. Well, let's go down the river a little bit into the state of Missouri to the town of Kennett. And we're going to go back to 1976 for this 1 kilowatt daytimer.
You're listening to Information Radio, KVOA in Kennett, Missouri. News time is now 4:30.
And then Linda and I were in town just 2 years ago and picked up this ID from 8:30 on the dial.
You found it. Country Gold and today's country favorites all on one radio station. Cotton Country 8:30, KOTC, Kennett, Missouri.
Fine. We're going to drift now into the Bayou area of Louisiana, south of New Orleans, and hear what the folks of Norco, Louisiana, are listening to on their local 830 station.
WFNO, Norco, New Orleans, La Fabulosa, 830 on your AM dial.
Okay, and now as we head west, let's pick up a station in Evansville, Wyoming, courtesy of Mark Dernberger.
So you want fries with that dollar or a new car? See Eastridge Autoplex, your no-pressure zone.
Eastridge Autoplex.
Classic Christian Radio, KUYO, Evansville, Casper, bringing you Money Matters daily at 1:30 p.m.
I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Headlining today's news, the severity of the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan continues to grow.
And then Mark headed into the Grand Canyon State, even way south of Phoenix.
A part of your daily walk with Christ. This is KFLT 8:30 a.m. bringing families to life.
This is KFLT Tucson, a Christ-centered, listener-supported ministry of the Family Life Broadcasting System.
And from there, Mr. Dernberger, on his quest for 830 stations during 1998, by the way, he motored into North Central California.
This is Community Involved, AM 83, KNCO, Grass Valley, Nevada City.
And Linda and I took the motorhome to Los Angeles in 1996 and caught this ID.
What's up? This is Zachary Ty Bryan from Home Improvement, and you're listening to the station playing great music for great kids. AM 830, KPLS, Orange, Los Angeles, Radio R.
Now, way back about 25 years or more ago, our son John talked his buddy named John Bristol into carrying a Hitachi boombox with him when he and his family made a trip to Hawaii. All we asked him to do was make a recording of all the call letters in the cities that he went to, of every station he could hear. Now, that accomplished two things. One, his parents never spoke to us again. And second, we got this recording from Honolulu.
K-I-K-I, Honolulu.
Yeah, okay. And we thank John. In fact, that also ends our trip across the United States at the 830 dial position. But those of you in upstate New York may hear one more station.
News for Leeds in Granville on 830 CFJR Brockville, a Chum Group radio station.
10 o'clock, 18 degrees, your Environment Canada forecast. Mainly sunny today, just a few cloudy periods along the way. Good morning, I'm Norm Byatt with CFJR News.
We're glad to celebrate our Canadian neighbors whenever we can. Good to see you in Dallas, Wayne Ryan. Fine. Okay, we're going to be starting a new year at the 840 dial position and look forward to another 12 months of sheer fun in hearing from many of you and in putting these program segments together. It's a ball. The very best of the holiday season to everyone. And now that he's had a chance to catch his breath, once again, here's Mark Durenberger.
Mark Durenberger for the DX Audio Service to wrap up our scientific experiments at the Eastern Utah Beverage site that we began in our May 2003 column. One of the reasons we were making these measurements was to verify an attribute of wave antennas, such as the beverage. And that characteristic was the front-to-back signal comparisons when we terminated and unterminated the antenna. Now, if you'd like a refresher on the theory behind this front-to-back reception change, we invite you to listen again to that May column. What we want to give you today, as a wrap-up to this short series of tests, is the results on a few more selected frequencies. Nothing as exciting as our pulling in Boston and New York City in midday, remember, as we did in the May column? But I do think you'll hear that there is a significant difference on certain stations when the antenna is terminated and unterminated on the business end looking east, while we put the receiver on the west end. Listen for the difference in reception on some frequencies we're about to play for you, and we'll set it up for you so you know what we're doing. During our experiments, we first set up several receivers and hooked all their antenna inputs through a set of matching transformers and Kiwa RF amplifiers. Connected up so that the beverage would be properly terminated on the west end and that the receivers were getting a reasonable level. Then we put a set of mini discs in record and got everything going and had the receivers making noise into the mini discs. And we walked to the other end, the east end of the antenna, which had been terminated. So while we were walking out there, and it took us about 10 minutes to get there, we were getting a recording of what the antennas were pulling in the terminated mode, in other words, where the signal was favored to the east. Once we got out there, we opened the termination every 20 seconds, then we closed it for 20, then we opened it for 20, and so on. Bear with us during the noisy cuts. 20 seconds, for some reason, when you're listening to noise, seems like a long time, doesn't it? But this will give you an idea. You'll hear it come and go as we open and then close the termination. So here we go. The first frequency is 810, and you'll hear the audio starting just a few seconds before we did our first disconnect of the termination. So what you'll hear is a little bit of terminated antenna, and then you'll hear it unterminated for 20 seconds. 20 seconds later, it's terminated again. 20 seconds later, it's unterminated, and so forth. WHB in Kansas City is up as expected because the antenna is looking in that direction. But it's also looking at San Francisco off the backside. Now, because the wire is terminated, the antenna is favoring the east, and the backside, the San Francisco side, is being rejected. But listen what happens when we lift the termination.
When are they going to play the sixth ranked team in the country? I guess they'll get Oklahoma and they'll get Texas. I don't know where they play those teams. We'd have to see. But, you know, that's a biggie for them. And you've got to give them credit. That is a huge deal for Colorado to win that game.
The S&P up 9. The S&P are the forecast mostly cloudy today. A few light showers in the North Bay. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Cobb salad, hold the bacon, extra cheese, vinaigrette dressing, and oh, no onions.
I'm Lucky Grande, decaf, no fat latte, no foam.
It seems that most people don't have any problem telling others what they want.
I'd like to drop a brother at Radio Row the same way most parents drop off their kids in the toy department.
Yes.
That was weird. Hey, I was listening. What did, before I go on, what exactly did Danny say about Brian?
He said I should have
to ask him if the reason his jersey sold more than any other is because
when the time comes, all the important decisions will have already been made. The Neptune Society is America's best-known, most respected cremation organization. Call 800-854-9264, and we'll send you a free memorial planning guide and membership kit. Call 800-854-9264 right now. With the Neptune
Generation. Washington Post. The tongue-in-cheek response when he received one of these emails that I think sums up his scientific credibility quite well. Quote, my own theory is that the Canadians are deliberate.
Well, that was pretty dramatic, I guess. That shift from WHB to KGO was done simply by lifting the resistor, the termination, which was a 560-ohm resistor between the eastern end of the wire and ground. Our ground out in the desert wasn't the world's greatest. It was a set of seven ground rods driven in about 4 feet each. I think had we done a better job of grounding and then maybe fine-tuned the resistance a little bit, the difference might have been even more obvious. But you know what? When you're out there by yourself and you're fine-tuning the resistor and you want to make a change and you have to walk nearly a half mile in each direction each time, that gets old real fast. The 560 ohms was right in the middle of what people say is the best termination, and it certainly proved the point. So that was 810. On 840, the effect is a little different. West Point, Nebraska comes up even with the termination open with signals coming in from the west, because there's nothing coming in from the west on this particular day, not even Las Vegas, to override West Point. So you're not going to hear that great a difference in the West Point signal. It'll get stronger when we terminate so that the east is favored. But the interesting thing is that this time, when we terminate the antenna, while the pickup to the east improves, KTIC does come up a bit, so does adjacent channel KOA in Denver. Noticeable because of the increased sideband interference when the antenna is doing better to the east. This time we'll start with the beverage unterminated, in other words, bidirectional. Then we'll terminate for just under 20 seconds. Note the immediate jump in signal level from KTIC just before the splatter starts. I think there was this short pause before the splatter starts because KOA's announcer had been taking a breath. After you hear that sideband effect, we'll remove the termination for 20 seconds, and then we'll re-terminate again.
Umbrella stands at time to protect employees and the general public. Six cameras, two monitors, magnetic or magnetized door locks. Matthew Sherman of St. Ansgar was arrested last month, 4 weeks after road barricades were removed from a county road in north of Branson. 38-year-old Randy Severson of Branson was seriously injured when he drove his pickup into a trench. Two others, 15-year-old Corey Pence and 16-year-old Josh Johnson, both of them.
.1070 turned out to be pretty dramatic out here. We start with the beverage terminated, rejecting signals from the west. If you work at it, you'll hear KFDI in Wichita. Then unterminated, then it'll be back on for 20, and so forth. Listen to this.
H1 traffic. Here's Donna.
Getting rid of a new problem in Fountain Valley, South 405 at Euclid. An accident said to be blocking the number 3 lane CHP in route. We've got Caltrans papers out in full force. One on the north 710, which has you slow from before Imperial Highway up towards Florence, and another on the north 605, which has you slow from the 105 up towards Whittier Boulevard. That one's in the carpool lane, and Bill Thomas is south of there.
Rush to 605.
Agreed to do at the conclusion of the Gulf War. But so far,
It has treated disarmament like a game of hide-and-seek.
CBS News Update. I'm Cammy McCormick.
And I'm Bob McCormick. This portion of the KNX Business Hour is sponsored by Greenlight Financial. We've got a market that bounced back today with the Blue Chip Index Dow, tech-heavy NASDAQ, broader S&P 500. All.
Well, you get the idea, so I'm going to shorten these painful 20-second periods and grab a few more frequencies and just give you one switch on each, terminated, unterminated. First, 1180. You'll hear the antenna, unterminated, so it's bidirectional and picking up a lot of noise from the west, as we'll demonstrate, along with KERI, Wasco Green Acres, California. And then at an obvious moment that you'll note, you'll hear me terminate so that it's rejecting the west and working best from the east. And bingo, you'll hear KOIL in Bellevue, Omaha with Radio Disney.
George?
Hey, what's going on, George?
If you ever doubted the power of a beverage antenna, KOIL is 25 kilowatts, but it's high noon out here, and Omaha is 880 miles east of us. 1160 is working just the other way around this afternoon. KSL in Salt Lake City is behind us, for one thing. Here's the antenna, terminated, so it's favoring the east. And KSL is sharing the frequency with a good deal of noise from the east. Now, when we unterminate and open it from the west, KSL jumps in and takes over as it should, since we're less than 250 miles from their tower.
That's right. So if you go in the morning, even though you're going to have to make two stops along the way, there is a bit of fare. Unfortunately, right now to Baltimore, during that time, the fare is kind of high.
What time is their nonstop?
Well, they're nonstop.
They're the only one that flies nonstop.
Right.
From Salt Lake into Baltimore. However, it's an early morning flight.
That's right. If you want to go in the afternoon, Southwest seats are pretty much booked.
Okay.
You can get there, but it's going to cost you a lot more.
Here's 1040, first favoring the east and Des Moines, and then unterminated, and we add pickup from the west.
Listen Saturdays right after the 9 a.m. news for the phone number on Des Moines News Radio 1040 WHO. It's a dream that starts when you're a small child.
Crossover dribble all the way to the basket.
Here come the Hawks, two on one.
Hawkeye basketball.
Nolan pass inside. Big shot up.
And for our bonus cuts today, we've two unexpected catches from our beverage site in eastern Utah. Both caught midday. First, on 660, John Bowker's favorite station, the one with the funny antenna, KAPS Mount Vernon, Washington, at about 1,100 miles. And then on 1520, the mighty KOLM, Rochester, Minnesota. 10 kilowatts at a distance of about 1,200 miles.
Get a free video and a brochure. It includes complete information on models, sizes, and prices with no obligation. 1-800-345. Call 1-800-345. You're going to love this head. 1-800-753-3745. The Sleep number called by our friends at Select Company.
AM 1520 KOLM. Rochester News. Talk alternative.
Thank you for tuning in.
Well, there you have it. One more report from our desert beverage in eastern Utah. We hope to get back to that site in the future, and if we do, if you'd like us to conduct an experiment for you from that beverage site, just let us know, will you? We can be reached through the DX Audio Service using Fred's regular contact information, and we'll be glad to try anything reasonable. Mark Dernberger for the Clear Channel Band Scan Bunch. Let me add my best wishes for a wonderful holiday season. and a prosperous and healthy new year from the DX Audio Service. Until next year, good listening, DXers.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
This is Frank Beard and Billy Gibbons
and Dusty Hill.
And on behalf of ZZ Top, we'd like to wish all our friends a fine holiday season.
So have a Merry Christmas
and a funky New Year.
As many of you know, I'm the president of the Lima Host Lions Club in Lima, Ohio. The Lions Club works with blind people to help them find resources and services in the area. One of my projects as president of the club is to put together Fred's List. Fred's List is a list that provides information on where to find information, such as magazines on tape, radio programs of interest, radio reading services, book services, and so on. For example, one publication that I personally find very interesting is Playback Magazine by Ed Potter in Goldsboro, North Carolina. This bi-monthly magazine is a wealth of knowledge on gadgets and gizmos, reviews on products, and information on technology that helps people. And even as a sighted person, I find Ed's publication a real got-to-read when it comes in the mail. However, I'm amazed at how many people I speak to in meetings don't know about Playback Magazine or the DX Audio Service. Yet when you introduce them to those publications, often their first words are, "I really wish I knew about these magazines years ago." Well, believe it or not, I've even met blind people that don't know about the tapes from the Library of Congress or that you can listen to audiobooks and tapes on computer, cassette, or CD players. Folks need to know where to start. What Fred's List does is just profile what is out there, letting people know what is available. Each one of you, sighted or non-sighted, has some reading and listening habits that, while you may take them for granted, others would find essential to daily life. I'm asking you to share some of your knowledge and sources so I can publish them in my 2004 sheet for people. What I'm looking for is the following information: name of the service or the publication, a mailing address, phone, website, email, or a point of contact, and a mission statement. For example, for our magazine, I would list it as DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Telephone number 419-228-6223, website www.nrcdxas.org. Contact Fred V. at nrcdxas.org. A monthly magazine on tape by subscription that deals with the topic of broadcast radio from the technical and general listener side. Well, I'd really like to see everyone that subscribes to the DX Audio Service send me a couple of contacts. The more, the better. I'll put it together and hopefully this will get into the hands of as many people as possible so they have access to the information that you now have access to. Please take the time to send me magazine services on tape, radio reading services on radio, interesting radio programs that you listen to on AM, FM, or shortwave, books or periodicals on recorded media, and websites of interest. If you don't know if it's important or not, send it in and let me review it. It's better to get too much information than none at all. My contact information is always at the beginning of the tape, so please send it in today.
I send a kiss to you. Ba-rum-bum-bum-bum.
This is Apollonia wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad y un próspero Año Nuevo.
If you're looking for a neat gift to give this holiday season, why not give a gift of the DX Audio Service? And right now, you can give a gift and get one as well, because every new member that you sign up to the DX Audio Service, you get 2 months added to your subscription. But this offer ends December 20th. Sign up a new person to the DX Audio Service and get 2 months added to your subscription. Offer ends December the 20th, so do it today. Contact us here at the DX Audio Service for more information. And right now, let's flip over to side two of the DX Audio Service for more with the Market Scope, Musings, and Ken Honestchuk.